This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, March 18th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have two features from Illinois Public Radio, all surrounding the budget address to be given today at noon from Governor Pat Quinn on AM 580 and on the web at will.illinois.edu. A story from Sean Crawford will look at the state's financial condition and how we got where we are. And Amanda Vinicky will follow that up with a look at some of the details already released in the budget. We'll also check your forecast, but first a look at today's news. Illinois Governor Quinn is scheduled to give his first budget address today at noon. Lynette Kalsnes has this story.
Governor Quinn says his budget plan will include an income tax hike. He says the state has to balance the budget.
My predecessor oftentimes wanted to tell people what he thought they wanted to hear. I don't think that's the way to run a government, a $60 billion state budget. I think we're in dire straits. Our state owes $11.5 billion. We're not going to duck our responsibilities.
The governor says about 5 million people who make the least won't see a tax hike. That's because he wants to raise the standard exemption to $6,000 a person. I'm Lynette Kalsnes.
Governor Quinn not only wants to raise income taxes, but charge more for license plates and cigarettes and overhaul government pension. His administration has disclosed a budget proposal that will ask lawmakers, as mentioned, to raise the personal income tax rate by 50% from 3% to 4.5%. And by tripling the amount of income exempt from taxes, Quinn says his plan would actually lower taxes for any family of four making up to $60,900. Aides say nearly half of the state's taxpayers would see a drop in their tax bill. And we'll have much more on the governor's budget plans coming up in those two features as mentioned already. Meanwhile, the Champaign City Council has endorsed a plan to fill a projected $6 million budget shortfall created by a drop in city tax revenues. AM 580's Jim Meadows has this story.
Last night's study session vote gives Champaign City staff the go-ahead to develop a budget plan that cuts spending, moves more money into the general fund from other areas, and increases some city fees while creating new ones. Council members had questions about the fees as well as proposed cuts in staff positions. All of them currently vacant are expected to become vacant soon. Councilmember Marcy Dodd says despite her misgivings, she thinks the overall proposal will fill a budget hole without doing lasting harm to city services.
The whole goal was not to have tremendous impact on the public or to just do a sort of slice and dice across the board cut, but really to do this so that we would preserve core services and city services and to find a mix that would allow us to keep it. And I think that's one of the things that was done here.
Champaign Finance Director Richard Schnurr says they'll present a complete budget proposal to the City Council in 6 weeks. Council members will review it in study sessions in May before taking a final vote in June. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The city of Urbana does not plan a similar cut to its budget. Mayor Laurel Prussing says she's been told by City Comptroller Ron Eldridge that sales tax dollars from new retail developments puts Urbana on a firmer financial footing than some other local communities. The White House is trying to sound a positive note despite the news of more layoffs at Caterpillar. The company yesterday announced plans to lay off more than 2,400 employees at five plants in Illinois, Indiana, and Georgia. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the White House was confident the stimulus bill will create opportunities for Caterpillar and other companies to grow their businesses because of the many construction projects states will be breaking ground on. Caterpillar has seen its sales wither as the sluggish economy and credit crisis weaken demand for its products, which are used to build everything from houses to highways. In January, Cat announced plans to eliminate 20,000 positions. A University of Illinois alumnus who runs a mergers and acquisitions consulting firm is Governor Pat Quinn's first nominee for U of I Board of Trustees. Since receiving an agriculture science degree in 1969, Ed McMillan has stayed involved with the university, serving on the U of I Foundation and Alumni Association boards. He's also worked on to lure new technologies to the Chicago and Urbana campuses as part of the board of managers that oversees their research parks. But McMillan's career has been in agribusiness, mostly with Purina Mills Company, where he served 8 years as president and CEO, and he says that could pay dividends.
Even though I grew up on a farm in Western Illinois, my background is in business, and I hope that perhaps I bring a fiscal responsibility and business perspective to the board and maybe can help deal with some of the daunting issues that are facing higher education in the state and throughout the country.
McMillan grew up near Macomb but now lives in Greenville. The 63-year-old Republican says he's also looking for nimble and creative ways to seek out more funding for higher education. He says that will allow the U of I to attract and retain more world-class faculty and research. After his confirmation by the Illinois Senate, McMillan replaces Robert Sperling on the Board of Trustees and will be one of three voting members from downstate Illinois. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. The national economic downturn has been trouble for Illinois state government. Revenues are down across the board, making it hard for the state to pay its bills and provide services. But as Sean Crawford reports, part of the problem has been self-inflicted.
To say Illinois has done a poor job managing its money is an understatement. There's plenty of blame to go around. After solid revenue growth in the late 90s, the George Ryan administration left office with a huge deficit. One reason, the economic impact of the 2001 terrorist attacks. But another was the state failing to sock away a little bit more during good times. The same thing occurred during Rod Blagojevich's administration. Strong revenue growth only fueled the spending habits of the governor and lawmakers. There are legitimate arguments for how that money was spent, on education, health care, and other priorities. But all of that has led to what's known as a structural deficit, where the amount the state brings in is less than what it spends. Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines.
Governor Blagojevich came in with a $5 billion deficit, and the fact is that for his first few years in office, we had significant revenue growth. What we should have been doing is paying down the Medicaid backlog, paying properly into our pension systems, putting money into a rainy day fund. In addition to, you know, if you want to expand programs or do things that help people, I understand that that's necessary, but it doesn't do any good to expand programs and promise things if when the economy slows down, you have to cut it back and make people wait months to be paid.
What has been happening to a greater degree is Illinois putting off the costs it racks up in one budget year into the next. In other words, the budget is not really balanced. The situation is bad enough in normal economic times, but add to it the effects of a recession and the state is suddenly in a fiscal crisis. Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio says some states spent the past decade getting ready for a drop in revenue. She says those states are handling the economic downturn better than Illinois.
Illinois was in such bad shape going into the recession. We are not able to even to handle the recession as well as other states. So it's having an increased impact on us because of the shaky condition we're in going into it.
The state's current economic problems and fiscal problems are not purely a result of the national downturn.
That's Ralph Martiri with the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. He has long sounded the alarm over a growing structural deficit. He says for decades, the state's revenue system, when adjusted for inflation, has failed to keep pace with what the state spends.
Those who would say, well, maybe the state ought to just cut spending. You don't have the money, you should cut spending. This is a recession, tighten your belt. While that may sound logical, it is quite clearly the absolute worst thing the state of Illinois could do.
Martiri says major spending cuts in Illinois' budget would result in thousands of lost jobs. He instead proposes raising taxes, especially the income tax, in a way in which those who earn more are taxed at a higher level than those at the low end of the pay scale. Governor Pat Quinn has indicated he'll offer up such a plan to lawmakers. Martiri says continuing to spend money in areas considered to be priorities like schools, transportation, public service, and health care will actually grow the economy and help dig Illinois out of the recession. That stance is a far cry from what fiscal conservatives are saying.
The simple truth is that it is much harder for elected officials to slow the growth of spending as compared to asking the taxpayers for more and more revenues. That must change.
John Tillman runs the Illinois Policy Institute, a nonpartisan research group that wants to slow down state spending until it's in line with revenue. He says one method would be to require the cost of any new program to be offset by eliminating an existing one. Tillman opposes a tax increase and brushes off those who say the state needs more funding to provide services. He says when it comes to Illinois state government, no amount of money will ever be enough.
We have record revenues prior to the slowdown. The problem isn't the various forms of taxation. The problem is there's too much taxation. Too much revenue is coming in relative to the appetite for spending.
No matter who wears the collar for the current fiscal mess, everyone can agree on one thing. As the state finds itself in its most dire financial predicament in recent memory, there will be no easy way out. Whether it's budget cuts or tax and fee hikes, this governor and lawmakers are going to have to face the problem that for too long has gone unaddressed. I'm Sean Crawford.
As soon as he took over as governor, it became evident Pat Quinn was going to have to deal with a historic deficit. Ever since, the overriding question has been how Quinn was going to deal with it. Quinn will unveil his plan today at noon, but a lot of the details have already been released. As Amanda Vinicky reports, Illinois residents will be asked to pony up more money to help out state government.
Quinn had warned that getting Illinois' fiscal house in order would be painful. With a deficit he's pegging to be around $11.5 billion, the governor says he had to make tough choices.
The people of Illinois want us to do the common good. It isn't good for the state of Illinois to owe $11.5 billion to be in deficit. We have to balance the budget.
One such choice, a 50% income tax increase. However, Quinn says he doesn't want that burden to fall on those who truly can't afford it, so he's extending tax breaks. By tripling the personal exemption to $6,000, he says even with a higher income tax, about half of Illinois families will pay less than before. He says a family of four making $24,000 in earnings will pay no state income tax. And when those families are doing back-to-school shopping in August, Quinn wants to extend their buying power by suspending the state sales tax for 10 days. Quinn says it's about fairness.
The principle is old as the Bible. Taxes should be based on ability to pay. I don't want to take working people who are making a very modest income and tax them into poverty. That's not fair. That's not just.
It's why Quinn has come out against an increase in the gasoline sales tax, which he calls regressive. But Quinn's budget is looking to motorists to chip in more cash in other ways. Vehicle registrations will go up $20, the $10 driver's license fee will double, and the cost to transfer a vehicle's title will go from $65 to $105. It will largely fund Quinn's $26 billion infrastructure program. The governor says building schools, fixing roads and bridges, and improving mass transit will spur Illinois' economy with construction jobs. But there's still more in terms of revenue. Smokers are on the hook with the dollar increase in the tax on cigarettes, and businesses would pay more in taxes. Quinn is also looking to state employees to help bring down the deficit, which is bogged down by a looming pension debt. He wants state workers to take four furlough days and to pay more in pension and health care benefits. Future government hires would get reduced retirement plans. Unions would have to agree to any of these changes, though, and the state's largest public employees union, AFSCME, is already coming out against it. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl.
We don't think that these unfair sacrifices and unnecessary pain for public workers are the right path. We're going to fight for a fair budget that protects public services and the men and women who provide them.
But Quinn's chief of staff, Jerry Sturmer, defends the budget.
This is a budget of shared sacrifice. There's on every page of this budget difficult choices for all of us in Illinois.
Sturmer warns the consequence of inaction is dire. He says that scenario could include dropping people from state health care coverage, laying off thousands of teachers, cutting preschool opportunities, and even taking some state troopers off the roads. That's not to say the budget is without cuts. Those are prevalent, too. Quinn's ordering state agencies to spend less, and he's decreasing or eliminating grants for everything from after-school to mental health programs. The only items not taking a hit are education, from preschool to university levels, and health care. To qualify for federal stimulus money the budget depends on, the state was prevented from cutting those areas. But already, Quinn's first budget plan is being met with plenty of criticism from businesses, interest groups, and legislators, like Lake County Democratic Senator Terry Link, who says Quinn's naive to think otherwise.
You have a governor who has never served in a General Assembly, never served in any type of legislative body before, and I don't think understands the process around here as well as he should. And, you know, when he makes the assumption that I want something passed before April 3rd, it is a dream.
Quinn will have the first say on the budget today when he delivers his address to a joint session of the General Assembly in Springfield. But based on the reaction so far, it's clear he won't have the last. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And we'll have much more tomorrow morning on the podcast, as well as during the broadcast day this afternoon, reaction from lawmakers and others. In our forecast for today, mostly sunny this morning, cloudy with a chance of showers later in the afternoon, cooler, the high around 62. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, colder, the low around 35. Mostly sunny and cooler Thursday, the high around 52. Thursday night, mostly clear, the low around 30. Sunny skies Friday with a high around 52 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 18th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.